So, Mike, why did you decide to do some 5-minute TV shows?
What I heard about was, I heard from many people that Richard Wicca has got a great setup in his house, and I thought it would actually be a good experience to try and get a little public viewing, actually, of my shirt that I designed for the U.S. military.
Oh, you designed a shirt for the military, for the Berets?
I did. Actually, it's for all the branches of the service. It's a black shirt. It's a fully black shirt, but on the front and on the back, it's got the National Defense symbol on it, surrounded by the five branches of the service.
Can I see it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's a neat shirt. We are the fight for freedom.
We are the fight for freedom, yep.
Are you selling it through a store, or are you selling it on the internet?
No, actually, I didn't want them to be sold at a store. I did get them put up on the internet, but never on a store, never on a shelf or on a rack. I didn't want anybody to buy them off a rack, just in case, you know, if I didn't want them to be brought down to like a $1 level or got to sell them for free. Because it's not about that. It's about it's more about the military. I'm selling them this weekend. This next weekend, I'm selling them for at the Niagara Falls Air Base to any of the reservists that are coming up if they want to buy them.
All right. Could you give the website where you're selling them on?
Well, they're just sold. They're being sold on eBay.
Uh huh.
Just on eBay. You can look under military shirts, Army, Navy, and it's one of a kind. It says "We are the fight for freedom," and it stands out pretty nicely.
Do they got a wide variety of prices? There's different styles for men and women?
Nope, they're pretty much all the same. Their sweatshirts are $20. Uh-huh. The t-shirts are $15. And that's really about it. They range in men's sizes from medium to large, extra large, and two extra large. I'm about 6'5", and I take an extra large in a shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play basketball?
Nope, no basketball. No, everybody asked me that.
Well, what? Since you were in the Marines?
I was in the Marines, yeah. For 4 years I did that.
Oh, man, so you must have went through hell.
Went through a lot of hell in the boot camp, that's for sure. Yeah, it was quite a time. Learned a lot about a lot of people and got yelled at a lot and had to do a lot of push-ups.
So what did you do your tour of duty then after boot camp?
Right after boot camp, I was in North Carolina for about 3 months.
Uh-huh.
I got trained as an electrician and a plumber. Then I went straight over to Okinawa, Japan. I was there for a year.
Uh-huh.
Spent about from Japan, I went to the Philippines for a little R&R.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to go to Korea for a month. And then, let's see, after that, I came back to North Carolina. Was there for just a little bit longer Camp Lejeune, right. And then we got shipped over to the Persian Gulf.
So you actually fought in the war?
No, the only thing I really fought over there is boredom.
Really?
We played a lot of cards. We were on I was stuck on the ship. Half my platoon was on the ship, and the other half was on the land. And I was on the ship with a lot of great guys, but we played a lot of cards, did a lot of drill, and.
So you were sort of lucky when you were serving your time that you didn't have to fight in a war.
Make it almost sound like a jail sentence.
Well, it seems like some of the people I talk to, that's what they say, serving their time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did serve it proudly. I did. I got a lot of great awards for being in there, and I was just happy that I got through it. You know?
Did you ever have any thoughts of re-enlisting and trying to be a 20-year man and get a pension?
Funny you should ask that. On my last day there, as I was signing out, as I was checking out with the entire company, I was asked that.
Uh-huh.
The company commander asked me if I wanted to stay on, and I said, yeah, you know, I really do. I do want to stay on, but I need a new sign-on bonus for about $80,000. I need a choice of duty station, which would be the Bahamas or Acapulco.
Uh-huh.
And I see that I need the rank of like an E7.
And they wouldn't go for it.
Huh? You believe that? they wouldn't touch it. They said, no, sorry, you can't have it. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't stay.
So you probably got a good job in the civilian world with your training in a as an electrician, right?
No, I didn't go through that. I didn't take that electrician. I didn't take the plumbing into the civilian world because I didn't really care for it.
Really?
I did it in the military because it was a job.
Uh-huh.
And it got me a lot of experience.
Right.
And that was great. And everybody kind of told me, oh, you should really take it for the money.
Uh-huh.
And you could really make a lot of money. I didn't want it. I went right back into the restaurant business where I felt very comfortable, and that's what I did.
You own a restaurant?
No, never owned a restaurant. Just worked in restaurants, from done everything from salads to lobster.
And like a grill cook too?
Grill cook, fry cook, short order, fine dining. I've done just about everything with food there is to do. Catering, banquets,
right?
Yeah, got to do all that. A lot of great experiences. I ran into I did concert catering at Darien Lakes 1 year.
And you just love that restaurant type work a lot better than being an electrician or a plumber.
The electrician is good experience and good knowledge to pick up, and I'm glad that I got it, as I can carry that throughout the rest of my life with me.
So if anything breaks in your house, electrical, you can fix it, right?
I sure can.
What about plumbing? Can you fix anything?
I can fix anything with plumbing. No problem there. I just never had the will to go on with it.
Really?
Yeah. I like what I'm doing. The restaurant. I'm actually in school right now, going full time for dental laboratory technologies, just to be a.
You want
to
be a dentist?
A dental technician. I'd make any of the appliances that go into the mouth.
Oh, like
bridges, partials, dentures, everything.
Okay, so what's your opinion of this mess in Iraq? Do you think how long will it take for us to get out of this mess?
Well, I'm going to say that the troops are going to be fighting over there for at least 5 more years. I don't think we're going to fully pull out of there. If they do get something situated, some kind of government set, I think that we'll have at least 5,000 troops over there at any given time just to keep their streets clean for a while.
Well, do you think it was a mistake going in there just... Basically, we went in with the British and a few other smaller countries. You think we should have just waited for UN approval to go in there?
You know, that's a really good question. I guess how I'd answer that is from what I understood, the reason why it all started was because of the terrorist bombings of 9/11.
Right.
And from what I also understood, was that the majority of it was caused by Osama bin Laden.
Right.
So I thought, why not go after him instead of knocking over people in Iraq? I mean, Saddam Hussein guy was bad, and he might have been supporting them, but they got him already, but they still don't have Osama.
Yeah, because they went in Afghanistan first to try to get Osama, and then they went after Iraq with...
Yeah, and they're still in Iraq with still no Osama. So you got to figure, now what's going to happen the next time? What'll happen the next time there's another terrorist attack on the United States? If we find out if it's Osama, do we go to Brazil and start knocking out people there? Or we go to China and start wasting people there? It makes no sense. They're looking for one guy, and they're in the wrong country, I guess.
Do they know what country he's in now?
He's probably in the United States, probably in Chicago watching a Cubs game. You never know. he's got all kinds of money. He can do whatever he wants. Nobody really knows what that guy's. Even if he's alive or not, nobody knows.
Yeah, it just seems like it's just my opinion. We should have waited till we got UN approval, so we would have. That's what they did when Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Yeah, that was a gigantic. I think what Bush was trying to do, and it's I'm just speculating that. You know, the Kuwait thing had a whole lot to do with oil, and I know that the Bush family is in the oil industry quite a bit, as well as the Bin Laden family is also in the oil business quite a bit. So, yeah, I think they went after the wrong people at the wrong time.
Well, could you tell me if we got control of the Iraq and the oil there, how come gas prices are just going ridiculously high?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, why are they going high?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but we sort of ran out of time. So you want to plug your t-shirt again?
Well, I'll just say that the t-shirts are on eBay, and they say the fight for freedom on the back, mm-hmm. the national defense symbol surrounded by the five branches of the service. I think it's a great shirt. The t-shirts are $15, and the sweatshirts are $20. And I wouldn't even have them on there if I really didn't love them, and I really do, and everybody that wears them really like them a lot. So I'm not here to sell. I'm just saying take a look at them, and if you love them like I do, then you can, you know, get a hold of me and buy one. That'd be fine. Thank you very much.
All right. I think it's a very sharp-looking shirt and myself, but you got any parting jokes or witty sayings or comments?
Parting jokes? Come on, man. Yeah, let's see.
How about your favorite quote?
My favorite quote? Yeah, my favorite quote has got to be, of all time, it's got to be, some people get up and dream about being successful. And then the other people get up bright and early and make it happen. So I would say always get up and make sure you want to be successful. Can't just sit by and let it happen, wait for somebody to grab you. It's not going to happen. Make yourself successful and do this stuff.
All right. So I'd like that quote too. So I'd just like to thank you, Mike, for taking the time to do the interview.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay.